In recent months, the city of Niagara Falls has endured storm runoffs that resulted in discharges of untreated water into the Niagara River. Indeed, the city has an outdated wastewater infrastructure system, but Niagara Falls Water Board spokesman Matt Davison says that city is just one of many along the Great Lakes in that situation.
It's facing cities all across, frankly, the northeastern United States and the Great Lakes. I mean, there's a lot to be done here from an overall infrastructure perspective. It's water transmission, it's water treatment, it's a lot of aspects of our overall water system, which is why this issue really needs to be raised up and addressed on both the state, regional and federal level.
The Water Board has launched what it calls the Wastewater Investment Initiative, or WIN campaign, to raise public awareness of wastewater infrastructure needs. The Water Board did recently receive a $20 million commitment from Governor Cuomo for the first phase of infrastructure improvements, as well as $500,000 to help complete two studies now in progress. Davison says the Water Board wants to make sure money is spent strategically so that needs are properly addressed. During his State of the Union address last week, President Donald Trump called for a $1 trillion-plus infrastructure improvement plan. Davison was asked about the prospects of some of the money from that bill, if it's passed, coming their way.
I don't think it's a hard sell for anyone from either party to get behind this and say we need to start identifying dollars and rebuilding our infrastructure when it comes to how we treat drinking water, how we handle wastewater, and the facilities, many of which are really outdated and old, and how we can improve those facilities for the future.
The local campaign will include a series of educational communications and social media messages for the public and a tour of facilities for elected officials. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.